Cameron Downey was an incredibly friendly person in the ward. He was often a vendor at the ward night market with his freeze-dried sweets he called WTF, whoa that froze, candies. He's incredibly friendly. He was kind, said Meredith Sweeney, a fellow ward neighbor and director of the ward night market, in an interview with Guelph Today. Last Thursday, the Guelph man died while working in Mississauga. The Ministry of Labor is investigating. He certainly had a natural gift for drawing people in, Sweeney said. At the markets, people were interested in who he was since he had long hair, wore an interesting outfit including a top hat, jewelry and handmade leather cuffs. If he wasn't vending at one of the markets, she said, people would ask where the candy guy was. Downey joined the ward night market around the time it started in 2021. In the summer, one of the market themes was inspired by him since he was involved with the live-action role-playing, LARP, community. The ward night market put on Ward Ren Fair and encouraged people to dress up in Renaissance attire. Sweeney knew he was the person to reach out to for advice about the theme and to suggest people to be vendors. She described him as a safe person and, in a non-patronizing way, like a teddy bear. He would help people set up tables and tents at the markets. People didn't ask him for help, he would just step up to it and told people, I'll get it. The Friday before last, Sweeney had spoken with Downey and his mom Charlene, who told her about all of her son's qualities. They're a really admirable family, said Sweeney. His mom let Sweeney know on October 11th that he had died the day prior. Peel Regional Police say they responded to an industrial accident at Dundas Street East and Wharton Way in Mississauga at about 6 p.m. on October 10. An adult male in his 20s succumbed to his injuries. The industrial accident was not deemed suspicious and the Ministry of Labor took over the investigation, said Const. Michelle Stafford, public information officer with Peel Regional Police, in an email. We extend our deepest condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of the worker during this difficult time. It is being reported that the employer is Secure U Inc. and that the worker was fatally injured after coming into contact with high-voltage wires. Two MLITSD inspectors attended the scene to investigate. As the investigation is still ongoing, no further details can be provided at this time, said the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, MLITSD, in an email response to Guelph Today's media inquiry. Sweeney told a tight-knit group of vendors of Downey's passing and then posted a video with clips of him on social media. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Raccoon Ward Night Market, at ward_night_market. Cam's charm, positivity, and bright smile made him a standout presence at every market he attended, and it was always a joy to have him front and center where his big personality drew everyone in, read part of the post. I remember how much joy this guy gave us every time we went to the market, like we were friends even though we were strangers. He will be missed by so many, said one commenter on the Ward Night Market's Instagram post. The sweetest man. Thank you for these heart-lifting, breaking memories, wrote another commenter. He was such a sweetheart. His absence will definitely be felt. Rest in peace, Cam, said another. Sweeney said Downey went to John F. Ross for high school and in grade 10 he was a part of the Community Environmental Leadership Program. A program that counted toward school credits and was surrounded around outdoor experience and leadership. Sweeney was in this program within the Upper Grand District School Board years prior. Knowing Downey was part of the program and volunteered at the Royal City Mission showed he was an incredible person, who was on a trajectory for doing such amazing things in this community, and already had, so it's just a big loss, said Sweeney. She's devastated for his family. After hearing about him from others, she wishes she knew him better. She called him an amazing person who could have been best friends with hundreds of people. In his honor, donations will be collected in his name for the Royal City Mission at the Ward Night Market on October 24 at Holy Protection of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church at 115 York Road. Knowing Cam and his spirit, we definitely want to have a good time, said Sweeney. I know he enjoyed Halloween, and I know he enjoyed the markets, and he would want us to keep going and not just make it a somber time. So we're going to proceed with the market kind of as usual, but with that donation in mind. And I know that he's going to be on our minds, she said.